Some local advocates and lawmakers are worried what President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett could mean for abortion rights. So, as WBUR's Adrian Ma reports now, they're urging the state to pass its own abortion protections now.
At a White House ceremony Saturday, Judge Amy Coney Barrett said if the Senate confirms her,
I pledge to discharge the responsibilities of this job to the very best of my ability. I love the United States, and I love the United States Constitution.
Of course, what the Constitution says is a matter of interpretation. Since the 1970s case of Roe v. Wade, the court has said the right to abortion is constitutionally protected. But many advocates of abortion rights worry that could be at risk, given that Barrett has previously been skeptical of broad interpretations of abortion rights.
Sadly, it seems like we can no longer rely on the United States Supreme Court to protect us.
That is Jennifer Childs-Roschak, CEO of Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts. She spoke at a news conference in Boston yesterday.
If Trump gets away and rams through another anti-abortion justice to a lifetime appointment, your right to access safe and legal abortion will be left entirely to the states.
That's why Childs-Roschak and other abortion rights advocates are urging state lawmakers to pass a bill, nicknamed the Roe Act. Republicans who are outnumbered by Democrats on Beacon Hill are fighting the legislation, which would create a state right to abortion within 24 weeks of the start of a pregnancy. It would also expand the circumstances in which late-term abortions are permitted and get rid of a requirement that minors seeking an abortion obtain permission from a parent or judge. Last year, a Harvard study found that requirement disproportionately affects Black and Hispanic women. And while all this plays out, Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says he'll do what he can to fight Barrett's nomination.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett represents just the kind of jurist Trump wants on the court to dismantle our rights, including overturning the bedrock ruling of Roe versus Wade.
And if Barrett is confirmed anyway, Markey says he'll back legislation to add more justices to the Supreme Court. The idea being that if Joe Biden wins the presidency, he can nominate more liberal justices.
So what would you say to folks who are saying that, like, adding more justices to the court, altering the structure more, essentially makes the Supreme Court a political football? And that may seem like a good idea for some folks in the short term, but maybe not the long term.
Well, the Republicans have been making a political football out of the Supreme Court for the last 4 years. The Republicans have been packing the Supreme Court over the last 4 years. It's already happening.
With big legal issues at stake, Markey says Democrats have to play by the same rules as the Republicans. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.